All right, everyone, welcome to another episode of O365A. In this episode, we're going to be talking about the, troubleshooting the top team support issues with the team self-help diagnostics tool. So I think this is a really crucial topic because, you know, there's so much usage and Teams has grown significantly. And, it's definitely challenging for administrators to understand the inner workings and, you know, what's working, what's not working for, you know, the client base. And Microsoft has built a really awesome self-help diagnostics tool within the Admin Center. So I'm going to pass it over to Kurt and he'll give us an intro about the tool.
Yeah, thanks, Habib. So I guess the first thing to note that this is an administrator self-help tool. So it's meant for admins to help troubleshoot common scenarios. And it's available in the Microsoft 365 portal. And unfortunately, it's a little bit hidden. So it's in the support left-hand category in the portal. And if it doesn't show up, it's really important you just scroll down. There's a show all. And if you click that, it'll show up. So once that support panel appears, you actually click on new service request. The tool was initially designed to help avoid administrators entering new service requests for problems that their end users are experiencing. So what it does is when you go to enter new service request, it'll actually prompt you first about what is the issue you're experiencing. And for Microsoft Teams, the top support issues have answers for common areas where administrators typically need to troubleshoot problems. So what you do is just enter your problem in there. And the biggest thing is, depending on the type of Teams issue, it'll run some diagnostics behind the scenes. And in many cases, it actually takes the user SIP address who's experiencing the issue and will run configuration and tests on that user and give you the results. So it really is a good tool and can help you diagnose common problems. So some of the ones that are really useful from a client perspective is team sign-in issues, which of course, you know, making sure users can sign in is the most fundamental thing you can make sure it works properly so your users can use Teams. And that is one of the tests. It takes a user's SIP address. And behind the scenes, when you run this test, it'll do a bunch of diagnostics, including ensuring that the user is licensed for Teams, the account's not disabled. I think it even runs some DNS diagnostic tests to make sure that those are set up correctly so the users can sign in. Another one is Teams Federation. So this validates that a team user can communicate with a user external federated to your organization. Another one I really like is there's a Teams presence diagnostics test. And, end users really rely on presence to know the status of the user they're communicating with. And this also takes a SIP address. And behind the scenes, it does a bunch of checks on policies and modes to make sure that there's nothing blocking the user from, you know, accurately updating the presence in their Teams client. So really useful, very basic client type tests that can be used to troubleshoot some common client issues. So with that, I'll pass it over to Michael. And I think, Michael, you've used number of Teams calling tests.
Yeah, I mean, I always try and avoid support tickets, right? Because usually when you're working with a customer and it's enterprise voice, you want to kind of resolve the issue right away. So it's great that these built-in self-help diagnostic checks are kind of in there. Unfortunately, they are tucked away. So we will post the docs page that has the list of all the tests that are available today, kind of the details of the test. And then also there's shortcuts to get these. So a lot of them are going to be, you know, type in diag, colon, space, and then the test. So on the enterprise voice side or calling side, you could test, you know, is there an issue? Like maybe there's an issue with direct routing. You'll run some checks to see if the user's configured correctly for direct routing. One of the big ones is, hey, the dial pad's missing. So you enable the user for enterprise voice, maybe it's calling plans, maybe it's operator connect, maybe it's direct routing, but that dial pad is still not showing. So you can, you know, provide the user's SIP address. It'll do some backend checks, see if the user's licensed and all those fun things. Going on that theme of calling plans, you know, being able to test if a user can make a domestic or international call. So you can specify the user, provide the number that they're trying to dial, and then it'll come return back saying, you know, if they're licensed correctly or they have the right policies. And then there's some tests around auto tenants and call queues, making sure that they can receive calls, the resource accounts correct, configured correctly, licensed correctly. Testing if, you know, voicemail is working for a user, testing if you can modify the bridge number for a conference, as well as any kind of forwarding. So you want a user that wants to forward to maybe an external number, maybe there's an international policy that's blocking that. So a lot of great tests on the voice side. You know, a lot of stuff can be just, you know, waiting for replication. So, you know, that wait a Microsoft minute or wham. But if you are really wanting to test it, these are, you know, some of the few tools that allow you to check in some of the backend voice directories and stuff that, you know, when you do a simple PowerShell query or check the admin center, you may not get the results that are what you're seeing with your users. So great tools that have come handy when something is not explainable. One issue though, is you can't run these in bulk. So they are a per incident, per scenario type run. So it's not like you can say, oh, we're going to migrate 400 users. Let's run this test after we've migrated across them all to make sure everything's good. That isn't available today. So that it is going to be a one-off test. But with that, maybe I'll throw it to Hab to talk about some of the meeting checks.
Yeah, thanks, Michael. So yeah, I've used a few of these ones from a meeting perspective. The few that I like, so one of them is missing recording. So you can run the Diag missing recording. And then what it does, it'll ask you to provide the actual URL for the meeting that was recording and the date that it was run, and then we'll run some tests and validate whether the recording is available or not. Also gives some additional insights along with all the other you know, Diags that you will run with regard to, you know, that error message that you're running. It'll give some insights to say like, hey, maybe your recordings are still in stream because you haven't moved your location from stream to OneDrive and SharePoint at that point. Another one that I like as well is, you know, I can't record. So after you've assigned a user a policy to be able to record, it doesn't actually show the recording option for the users. And I've worked in a lot of environments where, you know, from a compliance perspective, you can't really assign recording to everybody. It has to be a requested thing. They have to use it for the time that they're able to, and then you have to revoke that ability afterwards. So this is one that we constantly use because of the fact that we have a process to enable the recording. So enable the meeting recording goes through and it checks all the policies and configurations in the back end on the end user. And I'm not sure if it actually does something else to sort of push out that policy to the end user themselves. The next one is from a conferencing perspective, you know, unable to join or create a Teams conference call. So this is another one, obviously, as we're all on a significant amount of Teams meetings and conference calls, allows you to basically choose between two options. If you're unable to create a conference call in Teams or you're unable to join a conference call in Teams, and then you select the SIP address, as the guys mentioned before, and we'll run the diagnostics on there as well. There's a few other ones as well on the meeting side for missing the Outlook add-in as well. And, you know, again, run through the policies checks for the SIP address. And then, you know, validates if that user has the policy against them. So with that, I'll pass it over to Dino to talk about the collaboration portion of the Diag tool.
Yeah, thanks, Hab. So there's six tests in the collaboration area of Teams. So these, as I guess it's fairly obvious, it deals with collaboration type functionality in Teams. So anything to do with chatting in Teams or accessing files. So Microsoft to date has included six tests to do with collaboration. And the first one is unable to invite guest users into Teams. So you might have an issue dragging a test user into a team. So you might run this test. So this one is Diag test guest access. You would type in the new service request window, and you bring up a test for that. That test is just a run test, and it'll do a bunch of background testing just to make sure that all the prereqs are met for guest access. The next five ask about a team in specific, and then a user as well. So teams file guest access. You can validate whether guest users can be added to teams and whether that team is shared with the user. So it's going to ask you for the name of the modern group and the UPN of the user. Once you supply those, it'll go off and do some testing and see where the challenge might be for that user. Same thing for we can't get your files. This validates if a team is provisioned and accessible for the specific user. So if there's an issue with a user complaining that they can't reach files, you would just specify the username and the team and specifically, and then it'll run some tests on that. Next up, we have unable to access files shared in a team's chat. So again, you would specify the name of the team and then run the test there. You would the next one we have is unable to access files in a team, and this validates that a specific user has access to a file in team. So similar to the other one, specify the team name and run the tests. And the last one is unable to upload files to a team's chat, and this one will validate whether a user can obviously upload a file into a team's chat. So this one will ask for the UPN as well for the user that's having issues, and then it'll run some tests in the background. So, in total, there's 23 of these Diag tests available today. And the expectation is that Microsoft's continually adding more and more of these. So really a fantastic way to troubleshoot things that are going awry in Teams. And I know from a personal perspective, every customer person I share this with just has a jaw-dropping moment because they didn't really realize they were there. And I think even me personally, when I go in to open a new service request, I kind of want to skip over the bot and just get on with opening a ticket. So I don't really pay attention to what it's asking. But I think now it's key that you actually follow along and let it do some basic testing. And now that I'm aware of, we do, certainly my customers as well are taking the time to run some of these tests, and it's proving to be very helpful. With that, I'll pass it over to Ab.
Yeah, thanks, guys. I mean, definitely a really good topic. I think it's something that, isn't really well known out there as a tool, as Dino mentioned before. So it's really good, I think, for us to sort of bring that to light and share that with the community. So, as Michael mentioned, we'll be posting the links to the docs page, and then also the tech community page as well that included that as well. So with that, thanks everybody for listening in. Hopefully this will be beneficial to you in the future when you troubleshoot some issues, and hopefully we'll catch you on our next episode.
Thank you.
Thanks.
See you later.